In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On the Mount of Transfiguration, as our Lord Jesus prayed, the appearance of his face was altered, and his clothing became dazzling white. This is no fairy tale, of course, but neither is it a vision or a dream. You might have to take a moment to clear out of your mind those cartoon images from Sunday school and picture a real man with a real face, as real as you and I here. As he was praying, his face and his clothing began to shine with supernatural light. We know this from eyewitness testimony, that of Peter, James, and John. Three eyewitnesses, thus fulfilling the legal requirements of the Old Testament, that a matter must be established by two or three witnesses. So, consider the matter established. The transfiguration really happened. Moses and Elijah were there. And what the voice from heaven declared that day is every bit as true this day. Jesus is the Son of God, the chosen one. Listen to him. But perhaps you haven't. Perhaps in your heart, you feel a little bit hypocritical. Faithful in some matters, and completely unfaithful in others. Have you talked the talk, only to fall flat on your face as you sin, and sin, and sin again? So too was Peter. Have you been arrogant, bitter, or impatient with others, putting yourself and your own interests first, certain of your own superiority? So too was James. Have you betrayed someone that you deeply love? Have you run away when it was your duty to stay? Have you put yourself before others and even before God? So too was John. Have you ever lost your temper? I doubt it, not you. Have you ever spoken harshly or disobeyed God? Have you let others think more highly of you than they really should? So too was Moses. Have you fallen into despair, failed to trust in God's promises, let the darkness of this world drag you down, maybe even wish that God would just let you die? So too was Elijah. It was Peter, James, and John that Jesus brought with him to the Mount of Transfiguration, and it was Moses and Elijah who stood with him there. Behold, even in his glory, Jesus surrounds himself only with sinners. That is why he has come. Not for the well, but for the sick. Not for the 99 who need no repentance, but for the one who does. Not for all the righteous and healthy people buzzing around out there, but for you. Does that scandalize you? It should. His love for you is indeed a scandalous thing. Because it's not a generic kind of love at all. It's a particular and specific kind of love, this love that he has for you. He knows you. It's no mistake that you are here. He calls you by name. It's not that you've impressed him or gotten his attention or earned his love. It's just that he has chosen you. And he has decided that you should spend eternity with him. When Jesus is transfigured in glory, his face and clothing shining like the sun, gathered around him are five specific sinners that he has chosen, that he is called by name. It's a scandalous scene. Holy God with unholy sinners. And it's a scandalous thing of which they speak. For Luke tells us that even there, as Jesus stands transfigured and glorified, what are they talking about? They're talking about his cross and his death, his resurrection and his ascension. In English, it says his departure. In Greek, it says his exodus. But he's not leading you through the Red Sea, of course. Rather, he is leading you through the baptismal font, through the Red Sea that flows from his pierced side, washing you clean and drowning behind you all your sin, along with the Pharaoh of hell. He's not feeding you with manna, of course, but rather with the true bread from heaven, his own body and blood, once given and shed for you on the cross, now given and shed for you that you might eat and drink for the forgiveness of your sins. And so with this bread of immortality and this cup of eternal life, he sanctifies us, sets us apart, and he sustains us and gives us strength as we pass quickly through this wilderness of death. He's not taking us into the land of Canaan, of course, but rather, as the scriptures say, to the new heavens and the new earth. Now, just as with the transfiguration, how you must picture a real man and a real face shining with supernatural light, so too you must picture this real earth renewed and made new again. And these real bodies of ours and our very real souls renewed and made new again. Not at all like a fairy tale or cartoon, not at all like a vision or a dream, as real as you and I are here. So shall it be. In his final glory, only particular people will be there, gathered around him. Only sinners whom he has saved. Not everyone will be there. He wants you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.